Everyone, I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife from Midwifery Business Consultation. I'm talking with Kathy Gordon, a nurse midwife that wears numerous hats. I've known her for 10 plus years, and she's been, I mean, she may not know it, but she's been my distance mentor inspiration. So I'm putting her on the spot of embarrassment while we're recording. But I loved watching Kathy and what her and Kendra have done with New Birth Company. And just, she's still, even semi-retired, she's still going and advocating for midwifery. So thank you for joining me today, Kathy.
You bet. It's always good to chat with you, and I'm very proud of what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Yeah. So Kathy, kind of when we were, before we started recording, you're going the second time to get into changing Kansas. Kind of tell a little bit of that and the politics of what you're working towards.
Yeah, you know, for, I don't know, 20 plus years, I have been knocking on the door of the legislators every time I find a barrier to practice. And what I mean by that is a simple thing is a client needs a handicap placard. In our state at one time, we couldn't do that. It was, there was a list of people that could do handicap placards, but nurse midwives, nurse practitioners weren't on that list. So that meant the patients you see had to go see somebody else. Yeah. So in that capacity, I went and said, hey, we need to change this because we care for women of all ages and I need to help care for my clients.
Yeah, well, my scope's being restricted for sure.
Right. It was a practice barrier. So just in a quick note, going to the Department of Transportation, of course, they didn't think it was a good idea to add other healthcare providers to the list. But bottom line is, you know, about a month later, we added. And so my point is after several years of finding barriers to practice, including low reimbursement rates, access to clients, access to third-party payers, things like that, I go back to the legislators. So in 2020, the election term, I chose to run for House of Representatives. I lost that race by a very narrow margin. But I'm back in it. I am re-engaged to run again for 2022. And I'm hoping for the best this time to take the politics out of it and walk in as a nurse, as a midwife, as a nurse practitioner, one that listens to patients, listens to our constituents, looks at every issue, assesses it, plans how to make a change and do the for the better good of all the people in Kansas. And so, and my district is in the Kansas City metro area. So there's many needs. We are the richest county in the state, but we have more underserved and uninsured people in the state than any other county per capita. So we have a lot of things to look at. And that's what nurses, that's what nurses do best. And, you know, we, given this pandemic, I think that it's time that we had an insider. I thought that last term when I ran, we need to have a voice on the inside of the legislators so that our medical societies and people with lack of knowledge don't put down the fact and the value that nurses bring to the table. And that will help push this through. So God willing, I'm going to win this race this time.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's a learning curve because I think with us as midwives, we know our turf, we know how to take care of people, but we don't go into politics. We don't have a huge background. So everything's a learning curve, starting a business, going to join into politics in a different avenue. So I give you kudos. And we were talking like even Michelle Monroe is running in Georgia and there's already nurses in different parts of the country and the value that having healthcare providers, not just physicians, but all aspects of the healthcare team in the politics, particularly midwifery, like you can be at the table and you can advocate for just things so much easier.
Totally. I think and that being at the table is the key factor. I have a list. Being at the table is where your voice is heard and not put aside. Oftentimes, mainly because of lack of knowledge with the role of nursing being subservient to physicians, including midwifery, our values are put aside and we don't have a chance to actually be a voice for ourselves. So interestingly, for 20, there's some really cool people. Oh, here we go. Aaron Murphy is a Minnesota senator. And maybe you, maybe, is that who you have, Leslie?
I'm in Michigan. Yeah. No, yeah.
Oh, wait, that's right. M word.
That's okay. Right.
Aaron Murphy, she's a Minnesota senator. She's a nurse. And things change when nurses are in office. Gail Attic, in, she's at APRN in North Carolina. She's been a House of Representatives member. Her first term was 2017. The first thing she did was get full practice authority for nurse practitioners. I mean, for nurse midwives, they fall under that umbrella. So it took an insider to make that change in North Carolina. She's now running for Senate and going to give up her House seat. Oh, here's a really cool one. Jennifer Bannock. She is the Lake County coroner in Michigan. And this is so stinking cool, because she is actually, she's a nurse practitioner also, but she's a CRNA. So she falls under that umbrella of nurse practitioners, like nurse midwives, but she's a CRNA. That's so
the
cool.
The nurse anesthetist, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that she can consider herself a quality expert as a coroner. India Walton, she's the new mayor of Buffalo, New York. She's a nurse. She is a very loud, radical voice for nurses in Buffalo to make change. She just started her term this session. Bethany Long in Delaware, she's the lieutenant governor of Delaware. So that's so cool. Again, we need this power movement to make change. And then you already mentioned Michelle Monroe, former Army, former military, nurse midwife.
CDO Hospital, she knows her stuff, and she's going to be a powerhouse in there.
Yeah, yes, she's going to be a powerhouse running for U.S. Congress. We need her to help push the Moms Act. We need her to help improve outcomes for moms and look at these disparities that we face in the United States. We shouldn't be the country with the worst birth outcomes. You know, we shouldn't be that country. We are an industrialized, incredibly wealthy, incredibly smart country. So I am thrilled for Michelle. So, and then you have yours truly.
Yeah, so. I know. I am so excited about the momentum and where the U.S. is going. I mean, when crisis hits, do you go in a little shell and go, okay, we're not going to make this work? Or that's when prime opportunity of growth personally and in a society is when you have hard times, you really figure out who you are and where we're going to flourish from. It's almost a reset button. Like, okay, what we were doing before is not working. So let's make some good changes. I mean, you and I were talking before the recording about birth centers. I mean, birth centers post-COVID pandemic are huge demand. People are opening them all over the country, that it created prime opportunity to show what midwives can offer.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think every midwife, us included, wants to do our jobs well. We want to love our families and catch those babies. And not necessarily deliver them, but help moms catch their own babies, things like that. We want to do it well. We want to keep them safe. And it's hard to run a business around that. But we have experts like you, Leslie, to help people come alongside and do this.
Yeah.
And we have people like me that say, let me be an insider for you and make change. I can't wait to be the one in Kansas to make changes that other states go, we want to be like Kansas. That's right. So pro-midwifery that we can fight for our moms and babies in a different way. Cause that's what bottom line, that's what, I mean, for years, I still love catching babies. Mm-hmm. I still love that. I still love serving in that capacity.
Yeah. So, well, and that's the core of why we became midwives. We joke all the time. We didn't become midwives to run birth centers. We didn't become midwives to run a business in general. We want to support families. And so we're realizing these systems, like, you figured out, okay, I want to care for women in the best capacity, but then there was a barrier with handicapped accessibility or scope and reimbursement. How are we going to successfully care for people if these systems and the backdrops aren't to the best capability to respect our scope, to respect our training and our value we're offering? Yeah. So you and I are very similar mindsets where we look at the root causes. We see, okay, there's a challenge, there's a problem. Most people are just seeing the surface level, the high level. You and I dig deep into trying to figure out where are these interconnected problems and where can I focus on that'll make the biggest impact.
Absolutely. And so to me, I haven't retired. I've graduated to a new level of fighting for the family. And, you know, one thing that we're really good at is multitasking, and we can multitask with all of these different things and still do it well. And the other thing is we find common ground really well. And that's what makes good politicians is how can we find the common ground so everybody is in agreement. Midwifery care, caring for families, caring for our state is nonpartisan. It is something that we can all do and find common ground to and fight for women. Mm-hmm. Leslie, I could go way off.
I know you could, but I mean, I think nurses have such an innate advantage with politics that we don't realize. I mean, our cultural diversity, our education, our ethics, we're at the bedside and we see people at the human empathy side of relating to people's needs and their challenges, the family unit. I mean, I could go on of, really are good at understanding that. We're really good at the human network, the community resources, figuring out we wear 20 hats. We're social workers. We're all these things for people. And it just makes you better to relate. So I'm very excited for you running for office again. Yeah. And just one of those things where you were so close and it's a learning curve. You're not giving up. You're still fighting the fight and just readapting a little bit of what you say in the subjects and who you have to reach out to for voters, for sure.
You know, I'll just say this as a thought and maybe a final thought. Nursing is known to be a very trusted profession, and we need to set a goal, a nurse in every state's legislature in some capacity, whether that's at a local county area, a city council, county government, state legislature, or even federal. We need to have a nurse. Because nursing is one of the largest professions. And if we can't come together and support the nurses in our communities that are running for office, we're going to make bigger change if we would stand up and support this. And we need nurses in every 50 state in some capacity in office. That's what's going to make the change.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. Because I think a lot of times we're stuck in that. I mean, particularly nurse midwives. I know certified professional midwives have a different advocacy challenge, but we're kind of in that rock and hard place where we are linked with nursing in many states, but we're also providers, but then the physicians don't affiliate with us. So we're kind of in these niche, narrow gray zones where one board is trying to restrict us. And then the other aspect of our scope and skills is trying to get advocated for.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that nurses need to recognize that they are incredible at multitasking, listening to people, solving the problem, finding solutions. We do it every day when we go to work, and they are the best ones to run for office and make changes in their state, their city, community, county, state, and national levels. We need more nurses in. I'm all for it.
I love it. Well, I'm afraid to ask because I think you're going to get flooded with inquiries and questions, but what is a good way they can talk to you? If somebody was thinking about doing politics, they are in healthcare, they're new at it and green. Are you open to getting some conversations where you can help people out in their different areas?
You betcha. I have an email called kathyforkansas@gmail.com. Let's start with that. I think that there's another incredible group called Healing Politics, and they have a Facebook page. This is put out by a couple of students that were formerly at Yale University. They've since graduated. This is kind of a collection of nurses in general that want to run for office. And I'm going to throw CPMs in there. You know, this is kind of cool. When I ran in 2020, a lot of the legislators that I got to meet had babies in the hands of CPMs. I loved
That's
it.
So
I'm
awesome.
Like, so when they go midwife, they think of my colleagues here in Kansas that are CPMs, not necessarily nurse midwives. So it's kind of cool.
I'm like, they're getting some internal advocacy. Yeah. You catch up. Yes. We got to do a target marketing campaign to politician families. So all the midwives could be catching their babies.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So yeah, and I'm putting up a Facebook page, same thing, Kathy for Kansas. So There'll be ways to communicate with me. I'm doing a new one for this campaign. It'll be up shortly. So yes, okay. Please let's get together and I'm happy to tell everybody all the pitfalls and the pearls that I've learned.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time today, yeah. Kathy. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day and God bless you.
Thank you.